Alora Fergus today received the following letter about bunny cafes. As co-hosts of North America's first brick-and-mortar bunny cafe, and our signature, meet-and-treat, rabbit events, in Vancouver, we think it's an awesome concept of course, but it needs to be done right. Some tweaking and compromises can make the venue loved by all sides. Petting is strongly discouraged, however hand-feeding them healthy greens will win visitors a fluffle of up-close bunny friends. They love their treats. Our rabbits have hiding boxes, benches and houses to retreat to should they choose not to participate. This teaches kids patience and kindness. If they're unruly, the bunnies retreat into their burrows. If they're gentle, they're rewarded with bunny love. We predator-proof our outdoor enclosures with overhead cover and our fencing includes a sight barrier so ground predators can't see or reach them. The fast-digging rabbits are prevented from burrowing out. They're all spayed and neutered and vaccinated against rabbit hemorrhagic disease. Bunnies really are an attraction and that can benefit both the humans and the rabbits. Our bunny cafe features rescued rabbits from a growing pool of abandoned and unwanted pets, which is fast becoming a national animal welfare and environmental nightmare. The interaction expands the bunny's fan base and increases adoptions, and it's a great educational opportunity. Bunny cafes, done properly, should be encouraged. We'll take it further and suggest rabbits as an attraction at green businesses and as therapy at care homes. There are far more unwanted rabbits than homes. Reach out to a rescue. Sorel Saidman, Rabbitats Rescue Society, Vancouver.